You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
A technology upgrade for Twitter has meant a change in the way that company manages its content. Twitter now says it can selectively censor tweets and microblog content based on which country it's operating in. The technology is a possibly alarming development for free speech advocates while being a way for Twitter to grow into markets where the internet is tightly controlled. Joining us now to talk about this is Mark Gregory, technology correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So, Mark, this is a technological upgrade for Twitter, but it may be a downgrade for Twitter's users.
Well, that's the conspiracy theory. The critics are worried that what Twitter wants to do is it wants to get its services into an ever larger number of countries, perhaps including China, where it's currently blocked. And the way to do this is to allow itself to selectively censor tweets so that if the government or the authorities in the new kind of places that it's going to want certain messages blocked, Twitter will oblige as the price of operating in those countries. Now, you have to say that that is the conspiracy theory. We don't have any evidence that that's what Twitter does want to do. But in their blog explaining their new policy, they say that as they grow around the world, they are entering countries that, in their words, have different ideas about the contours of freedom of expression. And they actually cite the example of France and Germany, which have bans on pro-Nazi content. Now, of course, that everybody is against pro-Nazi content, but there could be in other countries situations where the decisions that they would make would be much more controversial and could be seen as censorship.
How is this different from an entertainment company having to change the way they market their movies inside countries based on domestic tastes and cultural phenomena?
Well, the fact is that international companies have to cope with the different sets of rules of all the various countries that they sell their product in, and they have to make all sorts of compromises. But, of course, the point about Twitter is that Twitter was seen as playing a very big role in, say, the political uprisings called the Arab Spring in the Middle East last year, and it's become noted as a kind of political platform used by freedom of speech campaigners, protesters, all sorts of people to express political points of view. So there's all sorts of issues that arise with Twitter that wouldn't arise with, say, Disney or an entertainment company.
Finally, Mark Gregory, as far as you can tell, if one of my tweets doesn't fly in Myanmar or in North Korea, will Twitter let me know?
Yes. Now, they say that they're also introducing technology which will let the user know and will clearly mark when content has been withheld and from where it's been withheld. So they're claiming that they're going to be transparent in how they apply this new set of technologies. And they're also saying that so far they haven't actually used it. They just have the capability to do so.
And that's the Twitter headline there. Mark Gregory, technology correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.